Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727. This is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. It is Friday Eve.
Yes, it is. Woohoo!
Excited about that. Also excited about announcing our 6th QIK guitar pull artist. We have 5 so far. That would be Jackson Dean, Priscilla Block, Ernest, LV Shane, Nico Moon. And today we'll have number 6, like I said. I think you will be very happy with this artist.
It's a big one.
So very excited to talk to this person. All right, that's coming up at 8:25. We'll also give you tickets to go to the QIK guitar pull, which is happening November 6th. Something to put on your calendar or set your alarm for tomorrow, 10 a.m., is when tickets go on sale. So if you didn't get that pre-sale code, tickets go on sale to you 10 a.m. tomorrow for the QIK guitar pull. Yesterday, we talked about Lana drama, Lana trying to figure out her insurance, and we proposed something to her that maybe she didn't think about, which is fine. We made a video and put it up. We were just trying to help and just asking questions here. I got a text from her fiance yesterday saying, well, you missed this part, and you didn't say this detail, and all that. I go, hey, I'm just going off the information that was given to me.
And he's he goes, it was over $1,000. And I'm like, no,
it's
got to
be out of context now. But
900,
right. I was like, I don't need these texts.
I don't need to be involved.
Listen, dude, talk to her, not me, okay? I was told, I reported, that's all I got for you.
I came up with a solution.
You guys figure it out at home. You got a big old rock on her hand, okay? She lives with you. You guys are supposed to get married. You guys figure it out. I don't want to hear about it.
I handed him my phone. I go, here, JR's got a solution for us. And I was showing him your little video that you made. And he's like, no, it's like over $1,000. And I'm like, I don't know. That's not what you told me. So,
well, let's go ahead and read what he just said. We'll just get to it right now.
Oh, no. Really?
He goes, I love the insurance skit. By the way, I didn't know we were doing skits. Thanks, Paul.
No, this is real life.
This is real. She missed an important point. It would cost me $900 more to add her to my plan. Not total. And I said, well, I guess she's new. But it made the skit better.
Oh, skit.
Also not sure why she picked the $700 plus plan. She's one of a kind, is what I said. No response after that. I'm sure you guys went back to talking.
Oh, that's awesome.
But you have insurance. That's good.
Yeah.
Got to be thankful.
Hey, got insurance. That's all you need.
All right. Very nice. All right, here we go. Let's get the day going. You got your cruise news coming up. Something great for teachers this morning we'll tell you about. That's 6 minutes away. Thomas Rhett, Die a Happy Man on 99.5 QIK. What a perfect song to kick the day off.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that? Teachers and local educators, you're going to want to swing into Dunkin' this morning. You will get a free medium or hot iced coffee. Just Dunkin's way to say thank you to all the teachers and local educators. So don't forget about that. Also, on your way home this afternoon, you can save 40 cents per gallon at all Circle K gas stations. This is part of the convenience store's Circle K Fuel Day promotion. They just kind of wanted to offer those traveling over the Labor Day weekend some additional savings on an end summer on a high note. So this is only available.
Well, on a low note, Lana, because they're dropping prices on a low note.
Look at that.
Just trying to help. Go ahead.
Only available from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. If you are in line at 7, you will still get the savings, right? That is at Circle K gas stations only. All right, but that is an awesome thing for them to do today. The P1 Offshore Powerboat Grand Prix is returning to downtown St. Pete this weekend. Powerboats, jet skis will all be racing along the St. Pete Pier waterfront. This runs Saturday and Sunday and is free to the public to watch. Very cool. If you are heading over to watch the Artemis 1, expect big, big delays. They are expecting about 400,000 people to be watching this because it's taking off on a Saturday and it is a holiday weekend. So you're saying to yourself, well, I'll just leave Friday. Well, it's Labor Day weekend. So just know that if you are heading out to the coast or heading over to Orlando, there is going to be traffic. So plan accordingly.
Well, I had some neighbors that went up there to try to see it this week, and they got a hotel room up there. Well, think about the hotels, because being a Labor Day, that's going to be wild, too, if you're going to stay up there, because that's kind of a hike.
Well, like I said, you've got the Labor Day weekend traffic already, and then you've got the shuttle. So if you're,
or you can just do a bottle rocket at home and just call it a day, you know, and call it the Artemis 2.
Might need to do that and just watch it on the big screen. All right, Tropical Depression 5 has formed over the Atlantic. It's forecast to become a tropical storm by the end of the day, but here's the good news. There is No forecast for it to have any impact on land. So really don't need to worry about this. They're going to call it Danielle. But right now we have nothing even to worry about. So that is great news. It's going to be hot. And guess what? It's going to rain this afternoon. Same weather pattern it's been like for the last couple of months. So enjoy your Thursday. That's your cruise news.
Thank you so much. Coming back with your secret celebrity. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And it's go time for our teachers. And Duncan is brewing up the perfect way to say thank you this morning. You will get a free medium, hot, or iced coffee. So make sure you head into Duncan this morning. Plus, we're going to hook you up with a $50 gift card. But you got to tell us first, who is our secret celebrity?
I'm pretty sure that that was probably a new pickup line at some point of its being played on the radio. Like, you know, some guys like, it could be your last night lonely. And then the song plays, you know, I've definitely seen that.
Anytime this guy describes anything, I'm all in because he is hilarious when he talks. He's actually a junior. His dad has the same name. That's what makes him a junior. Very hilarious human being. And, you know, this guy is just not worried about working the night shift.
No, he's not. But when he does work, he gets dirt on his boots.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Yeah, but he doesn't go head over those boots.
We got to be careful. You know, he's very good about taking his pills because he has that heartache medication.
Oh, yeah. And if that doesn't work, it's always tequila little time for that.
Well, this guy ain't always the cowboy when it comes to tequila.
Well, not just tequila. It's nothing a beer can't fix.
Oh.
Let's go. We're on one right now, man. We had a little Dunkin' coffee this morning. Yeah. Fire up. All right. Who's our secret celebrity? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. All right. Paula and St. Pete right now playing secret celebrity with us. Paula, a lot of clues we just gave you. Who is our secret celebrity?
I'm pretty sure that was probably a new pickup line at some point of its being played on the radio. Like, you know, some guys like, it could be your last night lonely. And then the song plays, you know, I've definitely seen that.
All right, Paula, who is that?
John Party.
Yeah, talking about people using his song title for a pickup line. So I like that very much. All right, well, listen, you are hooked up. We're getting you a $50 gift card to Duncan.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, are you excited this morning?
Oh, yeah.
You must be a fan of Duncan.
My daughter is. She loves that place. Her birthday was on the 30th of last month.
So are you going to be re-gifting this?
Oh, yeah.
No shame. I love it.
That's I'm for you. That's awesome.
All right, Paula. Hang on for me, all righty?
All right. Thank you.
Well, speaking of song titles that can be used as pickup lines, I've got a couple for you. Lana, you have one in mind as well?
Yes.
All right. We're going to go over these next and see what you guys think is the best one after Luke Combs on QIK. Well, John Party, we just had him as our secret celebrity, and he said, I hear a lot of people using, hey, girl, my last night lonely, this could be it. And that's just, they use it as a pickup line. Mm. So we got to thinking, like, what would be a good pickup line, like song titles that could be turned into that great pickup line that might work for you?
Ooh.
So I asked Lana to come up with one, and Lana, you have to kind of use it in a sentence. Okay.
Okay. So
you have to think about whatever you're. What I have it ready for you.
Okay. Right. So I'm at a bar.
You're
let's
a bar.
Say and there's
well,
a,
here's a stretch. All right, here we go. You're at a bar,
and Paul is standing there for the first Ooh. Time, and I walk up to him, and yes. I say I look at him and I look him up and down. And I say, wow, man, tonight looks good on you.
All right. Ooh. So do it again, and I'll fill in for you. Ready? Here we go. Just get up to the song title, and then I'll hit it.
Oh, okay. Hey, wow. Tonight
looks good on you. Now, it would be weird if your voice dropped that much, but it may work.
I think Aldean is actually higher than me.
Yeah. Whoa, all right. Okay, here we go. Okay, Kevin, you got one. Yep. So let's say you're walking up to Jenny, yep. and you say something at the bar. Here we go. You're going up there. Things are romantic. You see her. The light's hitting her just right. That neon light's coming in, and you just go, oh, my.
Hey, girl.
That's it?
That's all that needs to be said. Hey, girl, what you think, girl?
You look a little thirsty. Let me go get you something to drink, girl. Wow.
Oh, that's right. A good one.
Billy, simple.
Billy Currington. It's simple.
Yeah, it's very simple. There it is. Okay. Mine's a little later in the night. So, you know, you're having a great time, and then, you know, you're just kind of talking there, and you just kind of, you know, wow. Whew. I got to tell you. I love it. Just get those compliments out, you know?
Want some more of it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. All right. We have Gabby on the phone. Gabby, what is that song title that you would use for a pickup line?
One thing that comes to my mind is tequila makes her clothes fall off. I don't think that's a pickup line.
There you go.
Well, you know, Gabby just getting right to the point. I like it.
Put a shot down on the bar and tequila makes her clothes come off. That's a good one.
Exactly.
All right, Gabby. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
There you go. I mean, Gabby ain't messing around. All right, so I want to know what your song title would be that you could use as a pickup line. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. All right, talking about those song titles right now that could be used as a pickup line. It's 99.5 QIK. This is inspired by John Party when he said this.
I'm pretty sure that was probably a new pickup line at some point of its being played on the radio. Like, you know, some guy's like, it could be your last night lonely.
All right, so he said that people use his song to be your last night lonely. We came up with a few. Lana, you went with?
Tonight looks good on you.
Yeah. Kevin just kept it simple.
Yeah, I just said, hey, girl.
Billy Currington song, hey, girl. Keep it simple, see what happens. And I said mine's a little bit, you know, different, you know, a little later in the night. And it's, I like it, I love it, I want some more of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. Getting yours right now. Good morning, who's this?
This is Paul.
All right, Paul, what is that song title you would use for a pickup line?
Brad Paisley and We Dance.
We Dance. Look at this guy.
Aww, oh, that's romantic.
He is scoring. He is stealing hearts here in Tampa Bay. Well done, Paul. Have a great day, man.
You too. Thank Bye-bye. You.
All right, we got Gizmo in Clearwater right now. Okay, Gizmo, what is that song title you would use as a pickup line?
When she comes in beautiful, I would say, hey, girl, your beauty hit me like a hurricane.
Oh, yeah. Luke Combs action
like
right
it.
There.
I like it.
I mean, I really do feel like you could just say, hey, my name's Gizmo. Because I don't think anybody else is doing that either. I mean, that's a great. Or check out this Gizmo. You know what I'm saying? Maybe something like that.
I've definitely gotten that before.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This guy is locked and loaded with his name right there. All right, Gizmo, appreciate the call. And good luck out there in the bars, all right?
All right. Thank you, sir. Y'all have a nice day.
You too. What a name. Gizmo.
He's from Gremlins, but I guess not this one.
Gremlins?
He's the cute one in Gremlins.
Oh, the cute one. At least you said he's the cute one.
Yeah, he is.
Good Lord. All right, great. Cool. Carline fun fact coming up for you. It's 99.5 QIK.
Well, it's a Carline. Carline. Fun fact. Fun fact.
If you think you're doing the right thing by grabbing the unfrosted Pop-Tart versus the frosted Pop-Tart, you're not. Unfrosted Pop-Tarts have more calories than the frosted ones. They have slightly thicker crust, which is just dense with calories. Unfrosted have more calories than the frosted ones. And the frosted ones are way better, so you might as well just eat that one.
Now, do we consider the sugar? There may be on the more sugar on the frosted?
We are strictly talking calories, okay. JR.
I knew that when I asked the question, we would not have an answer. I'm sorry about that.
We are counting calories. Go ahead and eat that frosted Pop-Tart. All right, I got one more for you. You'll like this. You know, we got college football, you know, starting up. The University of Alabama's football practice fields, they are near a couple of apartments.
Okay.
In their lease agreement, they are not allowed to watch the University of Alabama's football practices.
Oh, I can see that, because they could be spies for teams.
They have to sign a lease that says they will not watch their practices.
Wow, that's tough to enforce, but I
yeah,
like that.
Who's enforcing? Yeah, who's enforcing?
They sign a piece of paper. So.
Wow. Ooh, boy.
Jeez. All right.
That's your Carline fun fact.
Thank you so much. You're going to sign up for a year lease, and then you have first and last month's deposit. Oh, by the way, if you ever look at the field, you are out of here.
Gone.
It's wild.
They're signing it.
All right, coming up at 7:15, the second date update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the 7:15 second date update on 99.5 QIK.
All right, we have Jamie on the phone today. We're going to try to help her out. It's been a weird week. A lot of strange things have happened on the 715 second date update. I'm just looking for something normal today. May not happen, but we're going to find out. What's up, Jamie? How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So let's hear about this guy, Aaron, that you mentioned in your email. How'd you guys meet? What'd you do on this great date? And where are things at now?
Yeah. Well, we met on Bumble, and we were messaging for quite a while, decided to go out. And, you know, he was super traditional, so he wanted to pick me up. And normally, you know, like nowadays, I wouldn't necessarily go for that, but you know, we talked for quite a while, so I felt comfortable because of that. So we went down to Brick House, got some food and beers. We sat outside. It was a really, really, really good date. I mean, he's a great-looking guy, super nice, super fun, you know, and he seemed interested. So I, like, during the date, everything was going great, and then he dropped me off at home at the end, and he wanted to walk me through the door, and he, you know, gave me a hug and a kiss on the cheek, and, you know, I was like, oh, I want to see you again, and he was like, yeah, of course. And so I don't know what's going on, because, yeah, he's not responding now, and it's just weird, because I thought our date went really good.
I love Brick House. Very cool place. I hang out there a lot. They have a lot of pretty waitresses, maybe. I don't know. I mean,
they do? I haven't been there.
Really pretty waitresses, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but you felt like he was definitely engaged in you and had a lot of interest in you.
Oh, for sure. I mean, like, you can always tell if a guy's, like, watching other people. He wasn't like that. I mean, he was really respectful, and like I said, it was very fun. We got along. I mean, he is funny. I'm at a loss. I don't really understand. Mm.
Well, Jamie, you know how this works. We're going to call Aaron. I need you to hang on for me, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's next. And your Disney tickets at 7:40. Hang on. All right, we just talked to Jamie about the 7:15 second date update. She had a great time with Aaron, as they always tell us, and she couldn't think of anything that went wrong, but she liked the fact that he was a little bit old school, went, picked her up, took her to Brick House. They had a great time there. Afterwards, I said, how did it end? She said it ended with a kiss on the cheek and then walking her to her door, which is a great sign.
He wouldn't have done that if something went wrong on the date. So I'm thinking it's got to be something that happened after the date, maybe
he discovered something met someone else, maybe. Something like that.
All right, well, I said there's a lot of pretty girls at Brick House, so
all right, well, before we make any assumptions, we actually have him on hold. Kevin does what he does. He's got Aaron on hold right now. Let's bring him back on. Aaron, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Aaron, I appreciate you talking to Kevin, and I appreciate you agreeing to come on the air with us. We just wanted to ask you real quick about this girl, Jamie. We know that you guys went to Brick House. I guess you were a complete gentleman, and you picked her up and also dropped her off. The date ended with a kiss on the cheek and you walking her to her door. That all sounds great, man. We're just trying to figure out why now you have dropped off completely and are not communicating with Jamie at all. I mean, that's what we know, and that's kind of what we want to figure out is, where'd you go?
After dinner, some beers, which I'm driving her home. We stopped at 275 in Dale Mabry. And of course, there's a homeless guy on the corner. And she puts the window down and she gives the guy $20. And I'm thinking, really? She's supporting this problem? And I can't deal with supporting people's vices, their alcohol abuse, drug abuse, these panhandlers. Whoa. It's a scam. First of all, it's an organized scam. These people make an average of $20 an hour. And let's be clear, that's tax-free. That's cash in the pocket. You do the numbers on that. That can be over, what, $40,000 a year? Tax-free. And so she just did it so casually. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I bet at every street corner she's handing out $20 here, $30 there, and it contributes to this crisis of panhandlers who are just everywhere. Who we have, you can throw a rock in any direction and find 10 jobs.
Yeah,
everyone is hiring, and they can't fill their jobs everywhere. And these panhandlers are on the side of the road. They want to just sit there and collect money instead of going out and getting a job. And I just I have a very strong stance on that. And it
sounds like it.
Sounds like you've done a lot of math with this, a lot of calculating, a lot of research on this. I mean, man, this really is a hot button for you. But can't you see, even if that is true, and even if, let's just, whatever, I'll take you at your word for that. Let's just talk about Jamie. Don't you think that was just a nice gesture of somebody who has a good heart and is trying to help somebody out? I feel like that would be an attractive quality.
The problem is it's misplaced. It relieves your guilt, your conscience, but it doesn't. All you're doing is supporting a drug habit. Supporting an alcoholic. If you watch an hour later, he's just going to the liquor store and he's buying his 40-ounce, or he's going to go, you know, fuel his drug habit. I mean, this is. There's a lot of good reporting about this. It's a problem, and you just contribute. You're actually enabling the behavior. Mm. You're just giving someone money.
Woo. All right, Aaron, I feel like this is like a whole other show we could be talking about this, but we are talking about the date, and Jamie was confused, and we actually have her on hold with us, and I'd like to bring her back on. That's a lot. Jamie, you there?
Wow. Yeah, I'm here.
I'll just let you talk to Aaron.
You're not calling me because I did something nice? Really?
You're not doing something that's nice. You're actually hurting that person. You're enabling them.
I was having a good night. I was in a good mood, and on a whim, I decided to give $20 to a guy who looks like he needs it.
Say the next person gave him $10. Round that to $30 an hour. That's like $70,000 a year.
Wow.
That guy is making sitting on the street corner instead of getting a job when we need people back to work.
All right, hold on. I mean, again, Aaron, I think we're missing the point here. I mean, I don't think Jamie is, you know, going on a political run about this. She was saying, hey, this guy needs some help in her mind, and said, I'm going to give $20 to him. Now, if you think that money's going to the wrong place, that's okay, but let's just judge her by where she was coming from, and that is, hey, I want to help somebody out. She's trying to be a nice person. That's it.
I don't see it that way. I see it as misguided, and, you know, I find it disappointing that she doesn't contemplate that. She doesn't contemplate her actions and the repercussions of those actions.
So you've just been reeling on this ever since the date?
God.
Yeah, it's a serious issue.
Okay, so before I ask Aaron if he'd be willing to put this behind him, do you have any interest in going on another date with Aaron?
No, I'm good. It's just as well that we found out now. It seems like, you know, if he's going to completely come down on me for, you know, trying to be a good person, then, you know, I don't need that in my life. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Hmm. Well, Aaron, I got to say thank you for coming on with us today. I appreciate your time. Jamie, now you know. And I wish you both luck, okay?
Thanks, man.
Whew, he's thought about that a lot.
Yes, he has.
Very passionate about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
You know.
But I mean, is that a reason to not call somebody back and not going out on another date? I mean, just because they gave a homeless person $20?
She wasn't thinking it as far down the road as he was.
I don't think anybody does.
All right. What do you think about this? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up. Kind of a heavy one this morning on the 715 second date update between Jamie and Aaron. They went to the brick house on the way home. They were stopped at a stoplight and they saw a panhandler, someone begging for money, a homeless person. Mm-hmm. And Jamie decided to roll the window down and she handed him $20. Aaron said, you are enabling people because those people use that money to buy drugs or buy alcohol. And, you know, you're trying to be kind, but that's misplaced and misguided. And she's going, I was trying to do something nice for somebody and you're judging me about that?
Right. And he went on and on saying how, you know, these people, you know, they can make up to be almost $40,000. And if they get $30 an hour over $30, it'd be like $70,000 a year.
Now that's his math, obviously.
Yeah, that's his math.
And, you know, some people have said it before as well. But again, I go back to what her motives were when it came to that. All right. We got Chelsea and Lithia right now. Chelsea, what do you think?
I honestly think he sounded a little psycho. I mean, I think people, you know, whether they're on the street, how they got there, you know, they're there for a reason. Whether they want to buy beer with the money, then so be it.
Yeah, you know, Chelsea, what I was trying to point out is like, okay, listen, Aaron, if you don't agree with it, that's fine. But judge her by what the motivation was. And that motivation was to help somebody out.
Exactly. She did what she thought was right. And I'm all for that, you know. I'm not judging no one for nothing. So.
All right, Chelsea, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Bye, Chelsea.
You too. Thank you.
All right, we got Amber in Largo right now. What's up, Amber?
Good morning, JR and Lana. So,
I definitely see both sides because I am one that actually does this. If I have some extra cash and I see someone on the side of the road, I help them out. I understand what he's saying about, you know, you don't know like what they're using it for and stuff, mm-hmm. but you don't know if that person's like a retired veteran or right. Like if that person just recently lost their job.
Sure.
So, I mean, like, yes, like that happens, but he needs to get over it and just realize like you don't know what that person's actually going through. That person may not be going to the liquor store or having a drug habit. Maybe they're just trying to feed their kids. Like, you don't know.
Absolutely. You know, and listen, I, you know, Jamie gave examples. I'm sorry, Aaron gave examples that may be true. People may be using the money for the wrong thing, but what are you going to do? Interview everybody on the street before you give them money? I mean, that's just not, right. that's not what you do. I mean, her heart was in the right place.
Right.
Well, Amber, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Thanks. You guys, too.
Bye. All right. We got Jesse and Largo as well. Jesse, what's going on?
Good morning. I just want to say to Jamie, keep being that good person because you never know what somebody is truly going through in life. And if I have it in my heart and I see someone in need, I'll give them anything that's in my pocket, whatever I have on me. And we need more kindness like that in the world.
Yeah, no, that's very well said. And, like, you know, like, Jared, you know, we have to bring it back to the whole thing. She did something really nice. And if I was on a date and my date did that, I would be like, oh, that was really sweet that they right. just did that. I wouldn't use it against them.
No, that's showing her character.
Yeah.
You know, in a big way.
Exactly.
All right, Jesse, have a great day.
Have a good day.
All right, see you, bye. We got Bryce in Riverview. Bryce, what do you think about this, man?
I have mixed feelings because okay. at a small point in my life, I was homeless. I never had to panhandle.
Okay.
But I was homeless, and I also have a slight drug affliction. But I don't think she did anything wrong, really. I think she had a good heart and was coming from a good place. And you never know, maybe she could have spent that money on alcohol or drugs herself, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, that's a big swing, but yeah, I got gotcha. You.
What he does with that money when he gets it is up to him.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with her choices.
Yeah.
But with the math he was doing, I'm thinking about going into work right now and quitting and going and getting...
No, Bryce.
You got $70,000?
No, hold on, Bryce. How are you doing now, man, in life?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Good
I'm
for you, brother.
I'm doing... everything is going just fine. I'm sober and clean, and everything is good.
Good man, brother. Good man. Well, Bryce, I'm glad that you got a job and you're doing your thing. You kind of turned it around for yourself. Well, way to go, Bryce. Yeah. I appreciate you calling, man.
All right, thanks.
That's awesome. Good to hear from Bryce right there. That's a good note to end it on right there. But I think Jamie was, like I said, judge her by the heart, and the heart was in the right place on that. So I think you missed out on a great girl. And like you said, yeah, even if someone's being super nice to, like, let's say, a waiter in a restaurant, you're going to go, man, this person is a really nice person. They care about people. Mm-hmm. So that was odd. If you missed it, you can leave a comment a little bit later when we put it up on our Instagram and Facebook page. But, yeah, strange take on all that. But, you know, people backed her up. And some people, I think, had mixed feelings, too. So, all right, coming up, Disney tickets. I think everybody can agree that they enjoy Disney.
Absolutely.
So now we've agreed on something. All right, coming up after Party Mode, we'll get you into Disney. Here's Destin Lynch on 99.5 QYK.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth. Tell me lies, tell
me sweet little lies. We got Travis and Bushnell right now playing Two Truths and a Lie for these Disney tickets. All right, Travis, here's how the game works. I'm going to read you three facts about Disney, but one of them is false. All you got to tell me is which one is false, okay?
All right.
Here we go. The first one, Rock and Roll Coaster at Hollywood Studios stars U2 as the band featured on the ride. Next one is, no structure at Disney World stands taller than 200 feet. Or, at 5.7 million gallons, Epcot's Aquarium of the Seas is the second largest aquarium in the United States. Is it A, B, or C? Which one is false?
I think it's B.
You think that no structure at Disney World stands taller than 200 feet?
Yep.
It's actually true. The Tower of Terror, Expedition Everest, stands exactly 199 feet tall, and buildings taller than 200 feet are required to have a flash aviation lights, and that would ruin some of the quote-unquote magic.
Yep.
All right, that's okay. Right. Now we're down to 50-50, okay?
Yeah.
Is it A, the Rock and Roll Coaster at Hollywood Studios stars U2 as the band featured on the ride, or at 5.7 million gallons. Epcot's Aquarium of the Seas is the second largest aquarium in the United States. A or C is false?
I'm going to go with A.
You're going with A?
Yeah.
You are correct. That is false. Yes. It is not U2. It is actually Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Wow, let's go.
But yeah, I mean, you already knew that. I don't need to tell you that, do I, Travis?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, man. You are going to Disney.
Thank you so much.
You got it, brother. I'm going to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
All right.
Now, if you're wondering why these questions, Lana, are very detailed this week, it's because Kevin was in charge of coming up with them, and he is our Disney expert. Yeah. Would you like to tell the story behind the U2 ride?
Well, the Rock and Roller Coaster over at Hollywood Studios, they actually asked U2 to be the featured band in the ride. They actually asked the Rolling Stones as well. They both said no.
Really?
So then Aerosmith, they went to Aerosmith, and Aerosmith absolutely will do it. And they're still featured on the ride. It's like a backstage, and you get it on. You have to go to the next show, and you're rocking it around.
That is the best ride at Disney, hands down.
Really?
Well, minus Tower of Terror, but it's really good. I agree. But they're right next to each other.
There you go.
Try both of them when you go to Disney.
Yeah, you don't have to go very far. They're from walking distance.
What a great commercial. But by the way, if you want to bring your AirPods and listen to U2 and make it your own, you can do that as well.
You have to change it up.
You can change the music. They have different things that you can change the music
on.
That
one.
Is that the other one?
No.
All right, guys, coming up, we have a I Feel Good story for you out of Plant City. A UPS driver did something amazing. We want to talk about it. Hang on. Here we go. Great song, Truth About You, right now on QIK. It's Mitchell Tenpenny.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, we love spotlighting people that are right here in our community that are just making a difference every single day. So today we are going to give it up to UPS driver Michelle Dearhart.
Let's go, Michelle. What can Brown do for you?
All right. She works over in the Plant City area, and she's been on this route, and every day she gets to stop by 5-year-old Brantley Kimball's house. Now, Brantley,
great name.
Brantley has been kind of confined to the house. He's got some health issues. Mm. He has a lot of things hooked up to him, so he hasn't been able to really leave the house. So he's been kind of confined to the house, and so he hasn't really got to see a lot of friends and family members and whatnot. But the one person he does get to see all the time is the UPS driver, Michelle, because she's always dropping things off at the house and supplies and all that kind of stuff. So Michelle kind of became Brantley's friend, and the two have been, you know, just have developed this relationship. He gets so excited. He, like, looks out the window every day for her, saying, hey, she's coming. So it was her birthday, and, well, she would bring him candy every day. So when it was her birthday, Brantley actually surprised her and gave her flowers on her birthday. Well, then came Brantley's birthday, and she pulled up in a UPS truck that had flames down the side of it for a 5-year-old. That was something that was pretty cool.
It made my day, just delivering and stopping here every day. I'm just so happy that I got to do this. And this is a birthday he's never going to forget.
That is awesome.
How awesome is that? Plus, she gave him a UPS cape. So now he can be his own superhero. But the best news she said about his birthday is that Brantley is actually has the best gift of all was that he finally received a clean bill
of
health. Let's
go. I love that story.
Yes. So a clean bill of health for Brantley. So those two, they are just kind of bonded and formed a friendship. And, you know, this is just a UPS driver just going about her day, doing her job, and the influence and the impact that woman made on that 5-year-old just to brighten up his day and make it a little bit better. You just never know how you're, you know, what you're doing on a normal basis is how it's influencing somebody.
And no matter what you do, you can make an influence on somebody. No matter what you do for a living.
Absolutely. So again, one more time, Michelle Dearhart.
Let's go, Michelle.
And another big round of applause for Brantley Kimball.
Let's go, Brantley. Well done. All right, very cool. Thank you so much, Lana, for that I Feel Good story. I love that out of Plant City. That's very cool. All right, coming up at 8:25, we have your sixth QYK guitar pull artist.
Yay.
They will be on the phone. I'm very excited to talk to this person because
yes.
I think this person is really one of a kind. All right, so we'll talk to that person at 8:25. Also give you tickets as well. But right now it's Kane Brown, Lauren Elena, What Ifs. Thanks for having us on. It's QYK.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
As if she wasn't busy enough, Dolly Parton has launched a new pet apparel. Guess what it's called?
Then you're going to tell us.
Doggy Parton.
Ah, ooh, I like that.
Wow. Oh, this is awesome. Doggy Parton is a line of dog apparel, accessories, toys, and more. Proceed will go towards the Willoughby Farms, which is a pet rescue, because Dolly doesn't really need the money, obviously. In a statement, she said, "Puppy Love was my very first record, and six decades later, my love for pets is stronger than ever."
Wow.
So, Doggy Parton. I mean, how awesome is that? I absolutely love it. Well, John Party's song Last Night Lonely has not only given him another number one song, it also provided fans with the best pickup line.
I'm pretty sure that that was probably a new pickup line at some point of its being played on the radio. Like, you know, some guys like, it could be your last night lonely. And then the song plays, you know, I've definitely seen that.
I love that. And then the song plays, you know.
Yeah, almost perfect time.
John Party, by the way, has a brand new album coming out tomorrow, Mr. Saturday Night. So definitely check that out for your Labor Day weekend. Well, it is Labor Day weekend, which is, you know, it gives people that work just an extra day off. And it thanks those people who have been, you know, working, and, you know, you can celebrate the achievements that you've done just with that extra day off. Thomas Rhett, he said his plate is pretty full, but he says he still has a lot of aspirations.
I would try to get my real estate license, and I would also love to go to culinary school. I still might one day. I love to cook so much. Like, anytime I'm at a really nice restaurant, I love getting to meet the chef, getting to talk to the chef, and kind of understanding why certain things go together. And because the little knowledge that I have impresses my family enough, but it'd be really fun to learn why. So you can find me at culinary school maybe in the next 3 or 4 years.
I mean, think about the clients he would have if he was a real estate agent.
Oh, yeah, he'd do really well.
I need to sell two houses and I'm done.
Yeah.
Well, and we're glad that Tim McGraw is doing what he's doing, but it didn't really start out that way. Tim didn't plan on being a singer.
I wanted to be a lawyer as long as I could remember. In fact, I think I was 11, 12, 13 years old, and I saw Injustice for All with Al Pacino. And from that point on, I always wanted to be a defense attorney. I went to college to be a lawyer, and then I picked up a guitar and started playing music, so that all went out the window.
I guess so.
He probably would have been a good lawyer, though, too. I can see that. I would like him for my lawyer.
My client deserves 7,500 OBO now.
Ooh. That is your Music Minute.
All right, coming up, we have your six QYK guitar pull artists and your tickets. It's after this. I am so excited to announce this woman on our guitar pull. Ladies and gentlemen, she's from Baskin, Louisiana. There is a population 300 there, by the way. She is a daughter of a farmer, a daughter of a school teacher in high school. One of her jobs was a Hannah Montana impersonator.
What?
She is the reigning ACM New Female of the Year, ladies and gentlemen. The sixth artist for your QYK guitar pull. Her name is Lainey Wilson.
Yeah!
That's an incredible intro. I need to hear that every day.
All right, we're going
to
start over. No, I'm just kidding. By the way, let me just add that she also is going to be on Yellowstone.
Yeah!
Come on!
Can you believe that? I'm so pumped. I mean, this is something definitely brand new to me, but, you know, I've made a promise to myself that if a door opens, I'm going to run through it. So that's what this is.
I will tell you this, Lainey. You say, can you believe it? I 100% can. I really can, because I feel like you definitely fit the role, and the fact that your music's been on there already, that people are going to be able to see you. I feel like this is your vibe all day long. And I'm going to be honest with you, people are talking about how good of an actress you are.
Well, I mean, I've been acting a fool my whole life. I just figured out in front of the cameras. No, I'll tell you, I've really learned how to enjoy it, and I'm getting to learn from the best there is. I mean, Kelly Riley, who plays Beth, and she's become a dear friend of mine now, too. But they truly are just incredible and good people, too. So they've made it easy for me just to, you know, be able to go and be myself and give it my best shot.
Now, how do you concentrate with Rip Wheeler just standing right there next to you? And, I mean, how?
You just don't. You're just like, well, I'm just going to have to get through it. They are all just as beautiful in person, too. I'll just go ahead and say that.
Oh. Well, you talked about Kelly Riley, who plays Beth on the show, and she's so intimidating on the show. What is she like off camera? Does she just turn it off and she's, like, the super nice person?
She is extremely nice. Like, she even made me these bath salts, and she was like, oh my, you know, she's British.
Yeah, she's
like,
British.
Oh my gosh, Lainey, I love your music. I was hoping that, you know, we could be friends and all this and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what in the world is life? This is pretty dang cool.
We're so excited for you. I mean, what was it, Lainey? 3 years ago, 4 years ago, came waltzing in our studio, and we were just talking, doing an interview, and you're like, just getting started. And look at you now. This is so amazing. I'm so excited.
It's crazy. Yeah, that was fall of 2019. And this year I have been in Nashville for 11 years. So I've been there a long time, but I feel like we're really just getting started. And, you know, I think timing is everything, and I'm feeling good.
Well, and that's great advice, you know, for people that are, you know, trying to start a career or do something. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. Girl, you have given it 10 years every single day, pushing, pushing, pushing. And look, it's finally paid off. But sometimes you just got to be patient.
You're right. And I don't know how to do anything else. So I was like, no plan B for me. Plan A has to work.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and also, and I don't know if you have heard this before, too, but a lot of times in show business, they say good things come in threes. So you got your ACM win, then you got your number one with Cole, and now you got this Yellowstone opportunity. I mean, it seems like these are just lining up for you, and I couldn't be happier for someone like yourself, because I think it's very authentic. You come from a very authentic place.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah, I have a hard time being anything but myself. So I'm so glad that, you know, I've been able to be myself throughout this entire process, because it'd be a lot harder if I couldn't be.
Well, I'm just glad you're a good person, because if you weren't and then you had to pretend to be someone else, or you just were yourself and you were a jerk, this would be horrible, right?
You're right.
Talking to Lainey Wilson right now, our 6th QYK guitar pull artist. Very excited. So make sure you bring your script. We can run lines. I got your back. No problem. I can play Rip. It's not a big deal. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
You know, you should invite, you know, Rip or, you know, Casey or, you know.
None of her friends have asked her that one.
Want to come out to the guitar pull. We can get him some good seats, too. So.
Hey, I'll let them know.
Yeah, we'll let them know. Well, yeah, costume might be hard to get in, but it's all good.
Right.
All right, now before you go, I just got one more question for you. Can you dance?
I mean, I think I can.
Like, can you two-step and all that?
Yeah, I can two-step.
All right, we got a triple threat, ladies and gentlemen. At sing, dance. Lainey Wilson! Yeah!
Come on.
That was my roundabout way of trying to give you a compliment.
I love it.
Lainey Wilson, going to be at the QYK Guitar Pool November 6th. We cannot wait to see you. Congrats on everything.
All right. We'll see y'all soon.
Sounds good. We appreciate you. Blonde, I'm telling you, she is crazy talented.
Oh, I am so excited to see her. I mean, she has just evolved so much in the last, since we've seen her with Jason Aldean.
Yep, she was here with Jason Aldean and Hardy and just crushing it. All right, so we'll have one more artist tomorrow at 8:25, your final QYK guitar pull artist, but we got to get someone in right now. Caller 9, you're going November 6th at the Mahaffey, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Good luck. Here is Lainey Wilson. Things a man ought to know. Well, Brian in Clearwater is on the phone right now. I'm just looking at the seating chart, lawn at the Mahaffey. It looks pretty full. Do we have any tickets?
We have a couple of pairs, yes.
Okay,
just a
so
few.
Should we get them now? Or?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Brian, you're going to get
them! Congratulations.
That is awesome.
Congratulations, man. Actually, there are plenty of tickets, and you can buy some tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. They go on sale. But, Brian, you don't have to worry about that, because you will see Jackson Dean, Priscilla Block, Ernest, LV Shane, Nico Moon, Lainey Wilson, and I can't tell you the last one, actually.
Yeah. One more. We have to announce.
One more. We'll announce tomorrow at 8:25. But congratulations, man. We'll see you November 6th.
That is incredible. Thank you guys so much.
Who are you taking with you?
My wife. I took her last year. She's not a country fan, but she is now.
Oh, she better, yeah.
Well, and you know what? The guitar pool is it's a great date night, too, because it's not a crazy night. It's more of a relaxed, fun, enjoyable night.
And I would argue that it's a great introduction to country music if you're not, you know, if you're absolutely a casual fan. So, yeah. Brian, we've set absolutely you up for a great date night and also introducing your wife to great country music. So, you're welcome.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, buddy. Hang on for me. We'll get y'all hooked up, okay?
Thank you.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers, hers, his, three's company too.
A little extra juice this morning. I like it. The music styling.
Feeling good.
Lutz's own Kevin Ebel.
Yeah.
All right, time for your Thursday three. These are our songs of the week. Now, this will be QYK Guitar Pole Artists. We have six to choose from because we have one more tomorrow. We can't use a song from that person because obviously they would give it away.
Obviously.
So, from the ones that have been announced, Jackson Dean, Priscilla Block, Ernest, LV Shane, Nico Moon, or Lainey Wilson, Lana, which one are you going with?
Well, of course, I went with Nico Moon and Good Time. Ooh. I mean, this song is about a bunch of friends laughing and drinking apple pie moonshine while they're singing to Alabama. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was his very first single, and he collaborates with Shaggy on this one. I mean,
it wasn't me.
Shaggy.
Shaggy.
So, I mean, it's my middle name. Good Time.
We just trying to catch a good time.
All right.
Even if it takes all night. Pass that bottle around the campfire. Sipping apple pie moonshine. Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight.
I will say that may be one of your best pitches of all time when you said that was my middle name, because at first I thought you meant your middle name was Shaggy, and I was a little confused. But then I got it. Good Time. That is very
Nico cool. Moon, Good Time.
That is fun. She's a fun
That's
person.
That's right. That's your pick today.
All right, here you go. What do you got, Kev?
Well, I'm using the very first artist we revealed, Jackson Dean. His song, Don't Come Looking. That is not my middle name, but this song was featured on Season 4, Episode 7 of Yellowstone. So Season 4, Episode 7. This song featured in it. It's about just getting away, following your path, and really enjoying the freedom of the road. He says, I think everyone's wanted that kind of escape or freedom. I figured I'd make a good song for anyone who's ever been there. It's Jackson Dean, Don't Come Looking.
Come looking.
Now, in that interview, he told us that he got a pretty cool call because his agent called him and said, hey, by the way, we want to let you know that your song is going to be in Yellowstone, and it's when Kevin Costner is on screen.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, now that that stuff's out of the way, let's talk about the real artist. I'm kidding. We just had her on the phone. She's crazy talented. Lainey Wilson will be representing the ladies at the QYK Guitar Pole. You have heard her song, Things a Man Ought to Know, but she also has a song called Heart Like a Truck. She will be starring in Yellowstone as well. Very excited for this human being because I really do think she's authentic and a lot of fun. Heart Like a Truck just shows kind of how tough she is on talking about what she's been through. Love it. Love her voice. All right, so what's it going to be? Is it going to be
Nico Moon, Good Time?
Is it going to be
Don't Come Looking, Jackson Dean?
Or Lainey Wilson, Heart Like a Truck? Hit us up. We need your votes right now, QYK family. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right, here we go. Thursday 3 right now. We have made our picks. They are all QYK guitar pole artists. It's 99.5 QYK. All right, Lana, you went with?
I went with Nico Moon and Good Time.
Kevin?
Don't Come Looking by Jackson Dean.
And I went with Lainey Wilson's new one, Heart Like a Truck. It is up to you, QYK family. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Joshua. How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. What song you going with?
I'm going to have to go with my girl, Lana. With Nico Moon, Good Time.
That's right.
There you go.
All right. Woo, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
No problem.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
It's Brian.
All right, Brian, what song are you going with?
I'm going with Lainey Wilson.
That's my man right there. There we go, man. Awesome. I appreciate the call. Have a great day.
You too, brother.
QYK, good morning. Who's this?
My name's Ruth.
Hi, Ruth. What song are you going with?
Don't come looking.
Ooh, all right. Yeah. There we go. Look at that. Appreciate the call. Have a great day.
You too.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. One vote for Lana, one vote for Kevin. I've got a vote. Yeah. It comes down to this vote right here. Whoever gets this wins it. I will give you a choice right now, Lana. What line do you want, 1 through 6?
5.
Going here 5. Go. Here we go. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Cliff.
All right, Cliff. What song you going with?
I am going with... I'm going to let you choose, to be honest with you.
We don't have to lose.
You have to pick.
You have to pick one.
First choice.
He has no idea why he's calling.
Cliff, I appreciate you calling, man. You have a great day. That was awesome. Sure, thank you, Cliff.
All the calls. Yeah, all right. All right, go with.
We're going to go 6. How about that? Okay, right? Yeah. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
Diane.
Talk to me. What song are we going with?
Heart Like a Truck.
Yay! Woo! All right, Diane, thank you so much for the call. You have a great day.
You too. Bye. All right.
We'll just assume that was Cliff's pick as well.
Three. I cannot believe it.
Here we go. Your Thursday 3 winner. She will be at the QIK guitar poll. Lainey Wilson, Heart Like a Truck, also starring in Yellowstone. I want to say thank you again to Cliff for the vote. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5, QIK, J.R. Lana, the ACM CMA winner, 24-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
His name's Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Labor Day weekend this weekend, so we get Monday off. Well, AAA is back with their Tow-to-Go program. If you need them, Friday, September 2nd, it starts up at 6 p.m., runs through Tuesday at 6 a.m. It is free for anybody, so you don't need a AAA membership for their Tow-to-Go program for this Labor Day weekend. Couple of cool things happening today. Dunkin' is giving out free coffee to teachers. Now, most teachers, you're in class, teaching class. Mm-hmm. But if you know a teacher, tell them about this deal. So Dunkin', they are giving a free medium coffee today, only September the 1st. No purchase necessary. So teachers, go enjoy some coffee. You might need it right after the class, you know, your school day's over with. Kids have run you ragged today.
Now you gotta go home and do more work, grade papers.
You need a free medium coffee. Stop by Dunkin' on the way home. There you go. And finally, you can get 40 cents off per gallon of gas today only. And it's only from 4 to 7 p.m. today. Woo! This is happening at all Circle K locations here in the Tampa Bay area. It's called Circle K Fuel Day, and it's happening 4 to 7. So if you're in line by 7 o'clock, you will get this gas deal, 40 cents off per gallon.
First of all, a few things here. One, be a good Samaritan. Understand that we're all going to be benefiting from this if you are going to get in line for Circle K gas. So understand that it's going to be a little jam-packed and people are all trying to benefit it, but it's a great thing that Circle K is doing, so let's all enjoy it. Second of all, don't take advantage of it. Don't start filling up gas cans and all that stuff. And we've seen people put gas in trash bags, which is alarming to me that they thought that was going to work.
I still cannot believe that is a thing, by the way.
Be a good Samaritan, please. Tampa Bay, let's love each other. Let's take advantage and enjoy Circle K gas that's 40% cheaper today. From what time, Kev?
Yeah, it's 4 to 7 this afternoon. Be in line by 7. You will get the deal.
That is my PSA.
Awesome.
And I appreciate your PSA. That was wonderfully said. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
All right, talking about those song titles right now that we use as a pickup line, 99.5 QIK. This is inspired by John Party when he said this.
I'm pretty sure that was probably a new pickup line at some point of its being played on the radio. Like, you know, some guys like, be your last night lonely.
All right, so he said that people use his song to be your last night lonely. We came up with a few. Lana, you went with?
Tonight Looks Good on You.
Tonight looks good on you.
Kevin just kept it simple.
Yeah, I just said, hey, girl.
Hey, girl, what you think, girl?
Billy Currington song, Hey Girl. And I said mine's a little bit, you know, different, you know, a little later in the night. And it's I Like It, I Love It, I Want Some More Of It.
But I like it, I love it, I want some more of it.
Mm-hmm. All right, there we go. Getting yours right now. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Paul.
All right, Paul, what is that song title you would use for a pickup line?
Brad Paisley and We Dance.
We Dance. Look at this guy.
Aww, oh, that's romantic.
He is scoring. He is stealing hearts here in Tampa Bay. Well done, Paul. Have a great day, man.
You too. Thank Bye-bye. You.
All right, Gabby, what is that song title that could be used as a pickup line?
Tequila makes her clothes fall off. I don't
really
think that's
going
to
pick up line.
There you go.
Well, you know, just Gabby just getting right to the point. I like it.
Put a shot down on the bar and tequila makes her clothes come off. That's a good one.
Exactly.
All right, Gabby. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right, we got Gizmo in Clearwater right now. Okay, Gizmo, what is that song title you would use as a pickup line?
When she comes into the bar, I would say, hey, girl, your beauty hit me like a hurricane.
Oh, yeah. Luke Combs action
like
right
it.
There.
I like it.
I mean, I really do feel like you could just say, hey, my name's Gizmo, because I don't think anybody else is doing that either. I think that's a great, or check out this Gizmo, you know what I'm saying? Maybe something like that.
I've definitely gotten that before.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This guy is locked and loaded with his name right there. All right, Gizmo, appreciate the call, and good luck out there in the bars, all right?
All right. Thank you, sir. Y'all have a nice day.
You too. What a name, Gizmo.
He's from Gremlins, but I guess not this one.
Gremlins?
He's the cute one in Gremlins.
Oh, the cute one. At least you said he's the cute one.
Yeah, he is.
Good Lord. Morgan Wall and You Proof right now on QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We're so excited to get you into the QIK guitar poll. Remember, tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. We will announce your final artist tomorrow at 8:25 and also give you tickets as well. So far, Jackson Dean, Priscilla Block, Ernest, Elvy Shane, Nico Moon, and Lainey Wilson.
Woo!
Tomorrow at 8:25, your final artist for the guitar poll. Lana, what was your highlight of the show today?
Honestly, I was going to say just announcing Lainey Wilson and getting a chance to talk to her. I love her voice because she's so country. And, you know, the fact that she talked a lot about Yellowstone. If you didn't hear the interview, I was asking her what it was like to work with Rip Wheeler and how does she contain herself just being on the set with him.
And you said it's kind of like working with me.
I did not say that at all.
That's what I heard.
But you know, it was a really good interview. She is so fun, full of energy, such a positive woman, and I can't wait to see her on stage this year.
All right, Kevin.
You know, we heard from John Party, and he said that his song "Last Night Lonely" sounds like a good pickup line. So he asked, "What are good song titles that could be pickup lines?" And we gave our three. I said, "Hey Girl" by Billy Carrington. I thought that was a pretty good one.
It's a great one.
Lana said, "Tonight Looks Good on You" by Jason Aldean. I thought that was great. But we had Gizmo, who said, "Hit Me Like a Hurricane."
Yeah.
So, but his name was the best. So those are great. Loved hearing those.
Also, we had the Thursday 3, and it wasn't about me winning. It was actually about Lana nominating her song. She went with one of our QIK guitar pool artists. We all did. And she went with Nico Moon and Good Time. And quite the interesting pitch that she had for the song of the week.
Well, of course, I went with Nico Moon and Good Time. Ooh. I mean, this was his very first single, and he collaborates with Shaggy.
Shaggy!
So, I mean, it's my middle name, Good Time.
We just trying to catch a good time.
All right. I will say that may be one of your best pitches of all time when you said that was my middle name, because at first I thought you meant your middle name was Shaggy, and I was a little confused, but then I got it. All right, so I did win with Lainey Wilson's new one, Heart Like a Truck. We will do a rematch. Thursday 3, Friday rematch tomorrow at 6:35. It is a good day to have a great day. We'll see you then. Hey, JR, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.